This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love Fest of information and conversation here 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the Good Day way of understanding what's going on in the news talk radio world for this week. And my friend John Harper from Melbourne, WMEL, is going to be with us later on in the hour along with Uri Geller. They're not talking about the same thing. John's going to talk about the president being in Melbourne tomorrow and my idea of them guys going out on the road every week. They ought to have a different weekend venue to sort of bring things around. There are a lot of people who are now getting into on both sides of this, nothing like this ever happened. We all keep saying this. It hasn't really. Trump exemplified what separates him from pretty much the rest of the recent pack during his press conference yesterday. I watched some of it, I listened to some of it, and I really wasn't going to pay much attention to it, because I think a lot of other things to do, and I thought it would be the same old, same old. And in a way it was, but in a way it wasn't. Trump could do well, in my opinion, to not have guys like Stephen Bannon around telling the press that they don't really care, the Trump administration, whether they mend relationships or not. Much of the problem has come with the arrogance of the press. No questions asked. Would you say, those of you who watched or listened or got bits and pieces of the press conference, that there was a no-holds-barred atmosphere there under the circumstances? 77 minutes on and on and on he went, and he goes back and forth on a number of things. Here he tells a black reporter to go ahead and set up a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus.
Are you going to include the CBC, Mr. President, in your conversations with your urban agenda, your inner city agenda, as well as...
Are you
going to include the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional...
Well, I would.
Caucus,
I tell you what. Do you want to set up the meeting? Do you want to set up the meeting?
No.
Are they friends of yours?
No,
set up the meeting.
I know some of them, but I'm sure...
Let's go. Set up
right
a meeting. I would love to meet with the Black Caucus. I think it's great, the Congressional Black Caucus. I think it's great.
He didn't know what the Congressional Black Caucus, he didn't know what CBC was at the outset. So set it up. Why not? There it appears to be the gasping was, well, he didn't know what it was, or they haven't already talked, or he's not the regular president kind of guy. He doesn't know a lot of things that are going on in Washington, which are refreshing in a manner of speaking. I find it interesting that no one from the Congressional Black Caucus has reached out to him. He's the president. Why don't they reach out to him? Yeah? Question? Okay. He talked a lot about fake news and bad reporting, including this exchange on Russia.
The false reporting by the media, by you people, the false, horrible, fake reporting, makes it much harder to make a deal with Russia. If we have a good relationship with Russia, believe me, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
So when you say they're not good, do you mean that they are...
Who did I say is not good?
No, I read off the three things that have recently happened.
No,
each
it's
one of them, you said
good,
they're
but
not
they
good.
Happen.
But do they damage the relationship?
They all happened recently. No, I'm going to see what happened.
To work with Russia?
They all happened recently, and I understand what they're doing, because they're doing the same thing. Now, again, maybe I'm not going to be able to do a deal with Russia, but at least I will have tried. And if I don't, does anybody really think that Hillary Clinton would be tougher on Russia than Donald Trump? Does anybody in this room really believe that?
All right. The defense secretary, Mr. Mattis, also said yesterday that our country's not ready to collaborate militarily with Russia because Putin apparently asked for assistance in Syria and elsewhere. And Mattis told him, we're not in a position right now to collaborate with you on a military level. Here's Trump back to taking shots at the news media. And again, people just don't get, they keep using the term media. Some of my people do, generally speaking, there a lot of people just call the news media the media. It's the news media because there are lots of other things in the media. People magazine or the movies or the, actually, the any number of things that are considered media, television shows. All right, anyway, so here's Trump taking a shot at CNN.
But you just take a look. Take a look at some of your shows in the morning and the evening. If a guest comes out and says something positive about me, it's brutal. Now, they'll take this news conference. I'm actually having a very good time, okay? But they'll take this news conference. Don't forget, that's the way I won. Remember, I used to give you a news conference every time I made a speech, which was like every day. Okay? No, that's how I won. I won with news conference and probably speeches. I certainly didn't win by people listening to you people, that's for sure. But I'm having a good time. Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people.
Yeah. Rips them apart. Unprecedented, the way the president ripped the press apart. Here he talks, once again, his focus when it came to the news media was pretty much CNN. Here he takes a shot at the leaks.
But aren't you concerned, sir, that you are undermining the people's faith in the First Amendment, freedom of the press in this country, when you call stories you don't like fake news? Why not just say it's a story I don't like?
I do that.
Call it fake news.
No,
you're
I do that.
Undermining confidence
no, no.
in our news
that.
Media.
Here's the thing.
Isn't
okay.
that important?
I understand what you and you're right about that. Except this. See, I know when I should get good and when I should get bad. And sometimes I'll say, "Wow, that's going to be a great story." And I'll get killed. I know what's good and bad. I'd be a pretty good reporter, not as good as you. But I know what's good. I know what's bad. And when they change it and make it really bad, something that should be positive, sometimes something that should be very positive, they'll make okay. They'll even make it negative. So I understand it. So because I'm there, I know what was said. I know who's saying it. I'm there. So it's very important to me. Look, I want to see an honest press. When I started off today by saying that it's so important to the public to get an honest press. The press, the public doesn't believe you people anymore. Now, maybe I had something to do with that. I don't know.
I think there's a lot of truth to the public, not really. Unless you see a story that you like, whether it's on the left or the right, that is really the news media holds complete responsibility for the way they have, and mostly electronic, mostly the 24-hour news cycle on the television channels, the cable network channels. They're the ones who have washed, watered away, eliminated, negated, lessened people's faith, because they all know that MSNBC is, whether it's fake or not, yeah, some of it's fake, and it's certainly one-sided. Fox, certainly one-sided. CNN, certainly one-sided. You know where Scott Pelley stands on CBS and the anchors on NBC, Lester, maybe a little bit less with him, but no, I mean, you can pretty much tell, given what the other stories are that they cover in other forms of the electronic media, the other shows that they have, the ABC 2020 show, 48 Hours on NBC. That's all stuff that's contrived in many instances and edited so that it will be entertaining, not so that you'll know what's going on. And so Trump taking on the news media with the negative stories has resilience. The people who are listening to this program, most of them probably agree with what he says here. Well, maybe he's not going to say it there. All right. Anyway, the reference during the press conference to the chief of staff, former chairman of the Republican Party, Mr. Priebus, who apparently behind the scenes is spending a lot of time every day on the phone with congressional Republicans who have been left confused and even some describe them as flat-footed by the beginning. So there's a feeling that Trump thinks everything's going wonderfully well. I mean, what else do you expect him to say? Are some things going well? Yep. Some things not going so well? Yep. And it's just different, that's all. So maybe this will give the people who are politicians, professional politicians, this will give you something to chew on for the next time there's a big election. Well, see what happened? If you don't hire a real politician, there's no smooth transition. There's no smooth running the White House. He's not a politician, therefore he doesn't belong. The orbit is broader. There are some people that are in there. Priebus is a lightweight. Bannon's just a bad guy. But then there are other things that are going on that seem to be A-OK. Nobody's been going to hit a home run here all the time. You don't hit a home run every day, do you? I'd like to hit a home run every day, but I'm having a hard time doing that myself. So think about what's going on. And I enjoyed, actually, the reason I'm spending time on this is because I thought that parts of it were pretty amusing. What about you? 888-302-3684, 17 after on Good Day. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. True or false, men get breast cancer?
True. There are approximately 2,000 men diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States every year.
Dr. Catherine Ruddy says men with a family history of breast cancer or a BRCA2 gene mutation are at a higher risk for the disease, and she says it tends to occur in older men. However,
men of any age can have breast cancer.
Dr. Ruddy says male breast cancer often occurs near the nipple. Symptoms may include a lump, dimpling or puckering, redness, or a discharge.
So nipple changes, nipple pain should be evaluated. Any change in the breast tissue needs to be assessed by a doctor.
Tests and treatments for men are similar to those used for women, including the use of mammography to investigate changes in tissue.
The most important thing for men to realize is that they can get breast cancer, so they should not ignore any abnormality they detect in the breast tissue.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
One of the things that bothers me about what's going on is the Senate vote to block the former president's gun control rule 57-43 to block regulation from going into effect. The government was supposed to start enforcing a rule on gun checks as it applies to mental health issues. About 75,000 people affected by it. There are those who think it could go too far. Anybody who has seen a therapist can't buy a gun. There are some people who think that. And then under the circumstances, it looked like a store owner might be responsible for assessing mental health. It's kind of not a good rule, but it's not good to take away the power to check and double check on these things. I don't think anyway. 21 after the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
One thing I've learned from all these damn mistakes of mine.
Really? Who's this?
It's never worth the chase when chasing temporary highs.
This guy
but
keeps
I
his day job.
Yeah, the world.
You know, Kiefer Sutherland. This is not Kiefer Sutherland, but sort of this story reminds me of Kiefer going on the road with his act, his singing act. This is the story of Barry Zito. You may remember him from baseball. He was the first Cy Young winner to get a song on the Billboard charts. And this
crazy.
Is it. He was a pitcher.
He used to date Alyssa Milano, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Oh, really? Yep.
I don't hear this at all. What am
it's
I?
Not terrible. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. Yes.
Need answers fast.
His father was a musician and conductor, Nat King Cole. His mother was one of Nat King Cole's backup singers. And his sister, Sally, is a country artist. Maybe he figures he
this
can...
This feels a little country, right? Yeah.
It feels like he's got a sore on his butt and he's trying to shake it off.
Oh, come on. I think he actually spends his time in Nashville, going back and forth between California and Nashville. So, I mean, country is definitely
more time
the way
in
he
California.
Leans.
All right, listen, honestly, crank this up, Terry.
Know the secret to life, but I know what it's not.
Sounds like an Adam Sandler.
I actually think it's okay. I don't think it's that bad.
It's not.
I don't think it's great. I don't think it's terrible. I think the song isn't good. I don't think
we could put this to the we could put this to the Miles test. You think if Miles listened to this guy singing, he'd say the same thing that he did when he heard me singing the other day?
I think we should probably put you two up because I'm guessing. I mean, this is from the guy who got told by his grandson to stop. So I don't know. I mean, can you tell this guy not to sing? I think I'm tasting some sour grapes.
Is that because I don't have a recording contract? I've been told over the years I have quite a nice voice. If I get the pitch, I'm okay. I could have had a singing career. I could have had a baseball career. I could have been a contender.
You could have been anything.
And here I am with you guys. All right.
Oh, okay. Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me.
Well, at least okay. Barry Zito still has some World Series rings to hang on to.
Yeah.
Right. Good for him. All right, let's turn our attention to a real singer, somebody who really, really got it, somebody who is, whenever I listen to anything he does, wow, do I get turned on. Johnny Cash in the focus here. Guitar, all that, his voice, his mannerisms when he sang. Walk the line.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through.
So there's an announcement out today about a concert which will close out the first Johnny Cash Heritage Festival in Arkansas this fall. A lot of this is where, by the way, they're going to actually have this concert in the field where he picked cotton as a youngster. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And it's not far from where he lived and the house itself in Dyess, Arkansas, D-Y-E-S-S, and northeast Arkansas, 50 miles north of Memphis. And so the concert will have Roseanne Cash singing and his pal Kris Kristofferson singing. I would like to go to this. Can we figure out how to do the program from there?
That would be cool,
a
right?
Good take. Yeah, no, this could be a good take. Absolutely great take. Along with the concert, the festival also will feature a symposium at the Regional Music Hall in Colony Circle, Memories of a Lifetime Oral History Project and Arts and Crafts and that sort of thing. Demonstrations take place at this Dyess Colony Circle, little town in Arkansas. This is a boy named Sue. What a great storyteller he was. 28 past the hour.
In mid-July and I just hit town and my throat was dry.
Cozy Shack Rice Pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack Rice Pudding for all. Cozy Shack Pudding, absurdly delicious.
Minimizing. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all have a tendency to minimize the hurt we cause others and maximize the hurt others cause us. In other words, if we hurt someone, we might think something along the lines of, what's the big deal? I didn't mean to do that, so let it go and let's move on. However, if someone hurts us in the exact same way, we might call them names and hold on to what they've done for a very long time. To minimize the hurt we cause others is unhealthy because it allows us to justify what we've done. It's also unkind because when we minimize, we avoid fully validating the pain we've caused. If you find yourself saying things like, I just, or I may have, or I guess I kinda, and then follow that up with anything, really, then you're probably minimizing. Instead of minimizing, try describing what you did as though you can see your actions through the lens of a camera. Because the truth is, people see your actions, not your intentions. For more emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Four after the hour now. This is Good Day. Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. And as promised, my friend John Harper, who runs WMEL, which basically isn't one radio station, it's four. It covers pretty much all of Palm Beach County up to, what, Del Rey? How far does that signal now extend from left to right and north to south?
Up to Volusia County, which is Daytona Beach, and we're number one in the Bahamas. So.
Number one in the Bahamas. Good. Hello, people in the Bahamas today. Good morning and good morning and good morning. So the reason there are three or four things going on that I wanted your expertise on as the fellow running a station that has great influence, especially in Florida. But we're talking a lot about Melbourne and the president going to Melbourne tomorrow to have sort of a town hall meeting. Why don't you give us a little of the backgrounder here and the logistics and how you found out that it was going to happen, and what you think the people listening to your station think about maybe Trump coming, making Melbourne his first stop, first appearance after being elected to do something like this, and then in general, what's your audience telling you about Trump at this moment?
Well, basically, Doug, what we're hearing here so far is the fact that there's some divided and mixed opinion on his coming here, because this is being touted as a campaign stop on his re-election tour. And this being the first one here, a lot of people are kind of shaking their heads about that. They're a little they're concerned about that. And already talk has been circulating about utilizing Air Force One as a campaign airplane. And this is the third weekend in a row that he's gone down to, or is going down to Palm Beach at his winter resort, Mar-a-Lago, down there in Palm Beach. And there's been a lot of talk about that, about what's going on here in the fact that the president appears to be utilizing every weekend to travel down here. And like I said, there's talk about, well, he's using Air Force One, and under the pretense of this is a campaign stop. So there's some concern about that. This campaign stop tomorrow is going to be at Melbourne International at one of the hangars at the airport there. And obviously it's a sold-out event. A lot of excitement in some circles. Those who, of course, supported Trump, they seem to be very enthused about this. And those who did not, they're not happy about it. And there are talks about protests occurring tomorrow and things like that. So it's very divided, already very controversial, and people aren't even aware of what he is going to speak about tomorrow. So it looks like he's his administration is going to be a lightning rod for controversy here over the next 3.5 years.
All right. So in terms of your audience, never mind just the people, you have a large coverage area and you have a lot of listeners. What do you think your what are your listeners telling you about? Is this what you just have explained? Is that your listeners, or is that generally speaking what you think the observation is from all parties, not just your listeners?
I think it's from all parties that I've been hearing about over the last couple of weeks, as far as the controversy that's already surrounding his administration. Mm-hmm. Some are calling the administration, and or specifically his cabinet, the gang that couldn't shoot straight, and people are wondering about how much influence, of course, Russia has on Trump and the people in his cabinet. There's a lot of talk about that on air and off air with our listeners and just people in general who are talking about this administration and what has happened over the first month since he has been in office. So so tomorrow is going to be kind of an interesting event when he does arrive here. And like I said, already there's a lot of talk about why is he utilizing all of a sudden Air Force One under the guise of a campaign re-election stop, and people are a little upset about that. In fact, a couple of friends of mine who are entertainers were supposed to entertain tomorrow. It's a man and a woman. They were supposed to entertain at this event, and one half of this duo has bowed out, saying she didn't want to be involved with anything that the campaign was doing or that the president is doing. And there's a rift between the two of them. They've been together for decades, but all of a sudden they're divided over this. And I think it's the way a lot of people in this country are viewing the presidency already. A lot of people are divided, friends against friends, who supports him, who doesn't. These cabinet picks have been a lot of concern to people, and it goes without saying that it seems like the election from last year continues here into this year, so to speak, and some of the aspects, the controversy that surrounded it, even though Hillary is not involved.
Well, one wonders how much of the controversy is created by what Trump calls the fake news in the news media. And listening and watching the press conference, listening to it, there does seem to be, you know, these people are being upended by the sort of forceful attack that's coming from those on the right. And I wonder how much of that you think has merit.
Well, I think there is some merit there, Doug, as far as this fake news that he keeps talking about. And I just read within the last couple of hours, for example, you probably have too, during the campaign, Trump was a big supporter of Wikipedia, and now he's talking about how much he dislikes leaks and how bad they are for the security of the country. So he's talking from both sides of his mouth here, and a lot of people already are not happy about the way that's coming down. There's concern, even from hardcore Republicans. They're not so sure what's going on here, and they're concerned that this president could put the country in great turmoil here over the next 4 years. He's being tested already on Korea. He's being tested from his good friends in Russia, and who knows what could happen later on today when he makes his next tweet, probably coming up within the next hour.
All right, so let's talk about what's going on the Space Coast for a moment, because that's your bread and butter. You and I first became friends, I think, over my interest in NASA and the Kennedy Space Center, yeah, which is in your backyard. Apparently, they are looking at NASA for some help. The space agency is in this backyard world. It's a website where people go to access a lot of, you know, real news or real information. There are some really historic things. My niece is involved in her doctorate is in space and spatial relations and how one understands what's going on the rest of the universe. I don't understand really what it is, but I've seen some pictures, and the things that we can see now are amazing. Like Planet Nine, and there are other things that are going. Anyway, Backyard Worlds and their impact on what NASA's doing. What do you know about that?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Doug, because putting the Trump story aside, big talk down here on the Space Coast is the scheduled launch tomorrow of SpaceX, occurring at the Kennedy Space Center, not at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. SpaceX is going to be launching, is scheduled to launch tomorrow morning at 10:30 tomorrow morning from the Kennedy Space Center and Launch Pad 39A. That may sound familiar to some people, because Launch Pad 39A was the former shuttle launch pad, and it's been reconfigured and refurbished to now accommodate rockets from SpaceX and other companies as well. So this is a first. It's a history-making launch tomorrow, and everybody's really kind of excited about this one, as SpaceX is launching for the first time from here, from the Space Coast, since they had that disaster rocket explosion back in December of last year. That number one, but number two, the fact that this is going to be occurring from Launch Pad 39A, maybe to some people that doesn't sound like much, but to here on the Space Coast and to people who follow NASA and the space program in general, that's a big deal, and this is a big step forward for SpaceX to get back into the space flight program again and to get even closer to sending astronauts back into space. I believe SpaceX is scheduled to do that, sending men and women into space starting, I think, next year. And the same with some of the other companies involved as well in that race to get astronauts back into space. So this is kind of historic, and people are looking forward to that, I think, more than they are Donald Trump coming here tomorrow.
Not to mention the jobs that would come back to the area. All right, good report, John. Thank you. Always great to talk to you. John Harper is in charge of WMEL on the Space Coast here on the Good Day program at 45 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
Many farmers have been required to place all buildings as much as 50 feet or more from the edge of their property. We can all understand why potential issues with neighbors lead to such rules in the first place. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we might see them differently. We might realize that the best farm practices often mean putting buildings at the edge of the property, not in the middle. That would also preserve the most open space for us all to enjoy. Every farmer in America understands that, but convincing regulators and politicians is another matter. That's one reason America's founders decided to leave ordinary people free to govern themselves.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
One of the things that happens on Fridays is a review of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the previous week, and I sprinkle that through the various hours of our programming. As you can imagine, one, two, three, four, pretty much most of it, actually, if I look at the top ten, there are at least six things that have direct connection to Obama and the allegations of the fake news and travel and the media. Just very interesting to see this stuff blow up as much as it has. One wonders if we are taking ourselves all a little too seriously. 10 minutes for the hour here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now, 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with my weekly conversation, the friend of the program and my friend, Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, one of the most fascinating people on the planet. His mind is amazing, and the things that he helps people with are amazing as well. Made a career out of helping people understand how the power of common thought works. When he presents, if he's doing a seminar or he's holding some sort of an event, and people want to focus on the power of his mind and how he's used it to bend spoons, but more importantly, how he's taught people to, in a collective way, use their minds to fix watches or fix other things. I mean, there's a certain amount of showbiz in that, but when you go on and you say, 1, 2, 3, work, it has a power. It comes together with people. I want to take that one step further with you, Uri, because there's a very interesting juxtaposition in our society, I think, here, and I don't think it's just America, I think it's around the world. When we talk about prayer, most people think we're talking, the assumption is that we're talking to God. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be acceptable. But when God talks to us, people are referred to as crazy, or they're schizophrenic, or they're psychic, they need to see a psychiatrist. So, rather, having two-way conversations with God, which is something that I think most people do, they don't want to admit to it because somehow or other, hearing that still small voice of God and what it does to help us in our lives, somehow has gotten contorted, twisted. Why couldn't it be a two-way conversation, or do you think it is? And what do you think about people who turn this around, who embrace prayer, and that's talking to God, but if God talks to us, it's the person's crazy.
Well, you know, it posits that humans all bet with their lives either that God exists or does not exist. Now, given the possibility, Doug, that God actually does exist, and assuming the infinite gain or loss associated with belief in God or with the unbelief, you know, any rational person should live as though God exists and seek to believe in God. This is at least my theory. And lately, there are scientific reports from scientists who claim to have proof above and for sure, 100% sure that God exists. Now, this comes from scientific arena, from scientists. And I personally believe that when we are born, the belief in God is embedded in your chromosome system, in your DNA, in your mind, in your psyche. Because I remember that when I was a child, nobody taught me to believe in God or that God exists. I always felt it deep inside my heart. Mm. Now, you know, Doug, if you look at the overall population on our planet, we're talking about 7.5 billion people. Well, I can tell you this for sure, that 7.4.5 billion people do believe that God exists. Atheists are a very tiny minority, and at least to me, and this is my opinion, they're totally insignificant. So your question is kind of not correct. You have to assume that most people out there, although going to church, dropped, and you read these negative and sometimes fake news about how we don't believe anymore in God. But that's not true. We definitely, most people on our planet, on Earth, do pray to God. And if they don't pray to God, somewhere inside their hearts, it's locked in. They believe in some superior, higher power, a higher energy somewhere out there in the universe.
What about the return conversation, though? That's what I was asking about, whether it can be a two-way conversation, and one is considered, if you say, well, God spoke to me and he or she said, then people think you're nuts.
Well, yes, but, you know, hey, I don't surround myself with people who are disbelievers. I tell them to take a walk. We'll speak about it next week in a bigger, broader horizon. But, hey, I have atheist friends, but I simply cleanse myself from people who are negative, who think that I'm crazy when I pray.
There's nothing crazy about you. I'll attest to that, as having known you for as long as I have. Nothing crazy there, but it does seem you're different, you see, and the world doesn't embrace people who are different, it would seem, even though the people who are different are the ones really responsible for growth and expansion of thinking on the planet. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER.com. Check it out. I think you'll be enthralled with the way he thinks.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.